This is episode 3253 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day six of our series. We are exploring a very important theme this week that relates to everyone. It is finding your purpose in life, finding more meaning in life. And this is a series that was started by popular request as our most series that I share here on the podcast. You can always reach out to me and request a theme. I'd love to record a theme that means a lot to you. This series has been inspired by all the people who've reached out to let me know that mostly because of the pandemic, but also because of a lot of other disruption in the world happening today, you're not sure what your purpose in life is anymore or what your meaning in life is. It's shifted or changed as the world has changed. So you feel like you're redefining yourself. And this is something ongoing, and it's something beautiful to revitalize yourself again with a new purpose and new mission in life. This week, you've had a challenge, as you do in every series. Your challenge this week has been to live every day with purpose, not waiting until things get better or the pandemic is over or whatever else you feel you might be putting your life on hold for. Live your purpose today, every day. Don't go to bed without doing something to align yourself with what's meaningful in your life. And as we enter day six of the series, I encourage you to do one more thing. This is a bonus. I encourage you to ask someone else what gives their life meaning. Ask them what they feel the purpose in their life is. You never know what someone is going through, and to be present with someone as they share their heart, their purpose in life, is a beautiful way to share your gifts with the world. I honor you for what you're doing for yourself every time you show up to meditate. I'm excited to share with you today's meditation because in the next to the last episode of a series is an entire week, so we're at day six, one more day after today, I like to guide you through what I call a flow meditation. This is where we layer together all the different meditation techniques you've explored throughout the entire series. And I encourage you to meditate this way, layering together the meditation techniques. The more you can layer techniques together, the better able you'll find yourself to let go of distracting thoughts and emotions. Also know that if you want to go deeper into any series, I have a meditation app that soon I'll be relaunching a brand new version. I'm excited to share with you a little more about that as it comes a little closer to completing this new app. But I do have an existing app where you can find over 2,000 guided meditations. These are half-hour guided meditations, and they take you more deeply into a subject. So you get to explore the theme a little more in depth, and you also receive a journal for each week's series, as well as a guide with all the techniques at your fingertips. This helps you to remember, if you've forgotten, what was the breathing technique? What was the affirmation? They're right there for you. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for an entire week, free access to the whole app. Now, I want to share with you A few more words of wisdom from Paramahansa Yogananda, from the book I shared with you yesterday as well. It is, and I will add to the title, it is Man's Eternal Quest. So let's call it Man and Woman's Eternal Quest. And this is in regard to moods, because when you're pursuing your life purpose and adding more meaning to your life, moods can get in the way. You can feel as though you're not making progress, or you're impatient, or you begin to have doubts about yourself. So here's what Paramahansa Yogananda has to say. This is from page 186 of the book, and it's titled, Moods Get Their Grip on a Vacant Mind. Creative thinking is the best anecdote for moods. Moods get their grip on your consciousness when you are in a negative or passive state of mind. The time when your mind is vacant is just the time it can become moody. Therefore, develop creative thinking. Whenever you are not active physically, do something creative in your mind. Keep it so busy that you have no time to indulge in moodiness. Creative thinking is marvelous, like living in another world. Everyone should develop this power. When you are thinking creatively, you don't feel the body or moods. You become attuned with the spirit. So, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, attune yourself to spirit all around you. This is the best part of the world, the best part you see in others, the best part of yourself. Begin to close your eyes and slightly uplift them. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Lift them up to the point between your eyebrows. This is regarded as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Keep your thoughts high and uplifted as you meditate. Notice where you're holding tension in your body today and gently begin to work with it. Releasing it, allowing it to be, noticing what may have triggered this tension. If you're feeling already at peace and joyful, deepen your experience of these beautiful feelings. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Mentally affirm, I live my life with meaning. I live my life with meaning. You might place your hands in this week's mudra, yoga in your hands. This mudra for enlightenment. Intertwining your fingers together at your chest or in your lap, stretching up your index fingers, touching them, pressing them together, placing your left thumb over your right thumb. You may feel yourself instantly uplifted as you do this mudra, or uplift your eyes, or repeat the affirmation. Now, as you inhale through your nose, mentally affirm, now is. When it feels right, exhale through your nose, gently and evenly, and affirm, my time. inhaling now is. Exhaling my time. Feel as though there's a flame burning brightly within you. This is your passion. Feel it in your abdominal area. The flame of fire lighting you up. Feel as though it's fueling your purpose in life. Meditate for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.